Now, if you wish, like the dwarves, to hear news of Smaug, you must go back to Lake Town on the evening when he smashed the secret door and flew off in a rage 2 days before.
It's a cold night to be watching, and that's certain.
And not much to see, unless there's more fire on the lonely mountain tonight.
Something's happened up there.
Last night, the watchman saw the light start and fade from midnight until dawn.
Look, the lights again! See? Look at them!
Perhaps the king under the mountain is forging gold. It's long since he went north. It's time the songs began to prove themselves again.
Which king? As like as not, it's the marauding fire of the dragon, the only king under the mountain we've ever known.
You're always foreboding gloomy things.
Anything from floods to poisoned fish. Think of something cheerful.
Look again, look, the light is closer. The northern end of the lake is turning gold.
The king beneath the mountain. The river is running gold from the mountain.
The river is running gold!
The dragon is coming, or I'm a fool. Cut the bridges. To arms. To arms.
The grim-voiced fellow ran hot-foot to the master. Then warning trumpets were sounded. Every vessel in the town was filled with water. Every warrior was armed. Every arrow and dart was ready, and the bridge to the land was thrown down and destroyed. Then the roar of Smaug's terrible approach grew loud, and the lake rippled red as fire beneath the awful beating of his wings. Amid shrieks and wailings and the shouts of men, he came over them, swept toward the bridges, and was foiled. The bridge was gone. And his enemies were on an island in deep water, too deep and dark and cool for his liking. The lake was mightier than he, and it would quench him before he could pass through. Roaring, he swept back over the town. A hail of dark arrows leaped up and snapped and rattled on his scales and jewels, and their shafts fell back, kindled by his breath, burning and hissing into the lake. The grim-voiced man, Bard was his name, ran to and fro, cheering on the archers and urging them to fight to the last arrow. Fire leaped from thatched roofs and wooden beam ends as Smaug hurtled down and passed and round again, though all had been drenched with water before he came. A sweep of his tail, and the roof of the great house crumbled and smashed down. Flames unquenchable sprang high into the night. Another swoop. And another house, and then another sprang afire and fell. And still no arrow hindered Smaug or hurt him more than a fly from the marshes. Already men were jumping into the water on every side. Women and children were being huddled into laden boats. Weapons were flung down. Soon all the town would be deserted and burned down to the surface of the lake. But still the company of archers led by Bard held their ground. He was a descendant in long line of Geryon, Lord of Dale. He shot with a great yew bow till all his arrows but one were spent. As he bent his bow for the last time, something fluttered out of the dark to his shoulder. It was the old thrush, which perched by his ear and spoke to him.
Wait! The moon is rising? Look for the hollow of Smaug's left breast as he flies and turns above you. A large patch is unprotected by his thick scales and hard jewels.
Ah, Black Arrow, I have saved you to the last. You have never failed me, and always I have recovered you. I had you for my father and he from of old. If ever you came from the forges of the true king under the mountain, go now and speed well.
The dragon swooped once more lower than ever, and his belly glittered white in the moon with sparkling fires of gems, but not in one place. The great bow twanged. The black arrow sped straight from the string, straight for the hollow by the left breast where the foreleg was flung wide. In it smote and vanished, barb, shaft, and feather, so fierce was its flight. With a shriek that deafened men, felled trees and split stone, Smaug shot spouting into the air, turned over, and crashed down from on high in ruin. Full on the town he fell, splintering it to sparks and gleeds. The lake roared in. A vast steam leaped up, white in the sudden dark under the moon. There was a hiss, a gushing whirl, and then silence. And that was the end of Smaug.